planning to become like something like you, like being a speaker or being an author. So that passionate for me. It was there inside me before I was an athlete, that becoming a motivational speaker. So it's basically like I love helping people. Like I, when I see them winning, so fascinating for me that I get that kick inside me that, oh yeah, he's succeeding. So that factor is pushing me to become and just doing this host and
that's great.
Trying to be. So our audience wants to know it from you, as I say in all of my interview, that our audience wants to know it from you. Our audience wants to know the journey of you becoming a speaker and then publishing two books and also being a profession by, like, you're a professor also by profession. So how did everything happen?
It started, I think, 6-7 years back when I finished my college, my graduation. So when I had to go for my master's degree, I had, I think, 3 to 4 months time between my master's and bachelor's degree. So I had to spend that time at my home and I had nothing else to do. So I started writing at that particular point of time. And before that, I never had written any page in my life. So after that bachelor's thing, I started writing about a few things that go into my mind about logic, about religion, about history of religion, why do we need religion, atheism, and all those things about different things. So that started that journey. The journey of being a writer started from there. So I started writing. Eventually, I started writing more blogs, more. The funny thing is that I started writing with satire and humor first. I used to write satire and humor initially.
Yeah, I read
and I used to do that for a lot of time.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, blog. 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used to do that a lot before. And then eventually I started writing about philosophy, about psychology. Psychology and human behavior fascinates me. So I started writing about those things as well. I started reading about those things as well. And then when I started to write about self-help, philosophy and all those things, it felt like, I mean, I felt relieved. I felt pretty much happy about what I was writing. And then it also went on to help other people as well. It went on to make people aware and make people open up about their choices as well. So this path I chose to help people, like you said as well, that it's helping, that matters. And I chose this part to help people and to help myself as well. That's very important.
Yeah, just giving an add-up to my audience that he has a master in aerospace engineering. So it is two different parts.
Yeah.
Though he is having an engineering degree, he has immense love for psychology as well. So this was the add-up for his answer. Yeah. So I got a few questions regarding what should I ask you when I do this interview from you. So a few questions were regarding relationships. That nowadays it's relationship is like you get into a relationship and then you get out of a relationship. So what will be your that tip or trick or that thing that which will help relationship go, just the bond becomes more stronger or people get into relationship for a long term, not just on Monday they are getting in a relationship and they're fighting on Friday and on Saturday night they are pushing or just criticizing each other for not being a good boyfriend or not being a good girlfriend or any of the relationship. Maybe it's be brother or sister or parents, they are having divorce. So what is the foundation of growing a good relationship?
So the biggest reason that people suffer in relationships or people have problems in the relationships is because in this particular day in this era, in 21st century, we have a lot of options. I mean, we are all hooked up on smartphones, we are all hooked up on different dating sites and everything. And we all feel that it's very easy to date someone. It's very easy to meet people. It's very easy to talk to people about various things in life. And hence they feel that if I finally compromise or if I finally set up with one person, I would miss out on a lot of things. So that thing, FOMO, the fear of missing out, this thing exists in real life today. And so people always believe that if I settle down with a particular person, I'll miss out on a lot of other people as well. And then my life would be very much boring. But I believe that's the thing we should think about and talk about as well, that any kind of relationship or any kind of work you do in life, for that you have to stay committed. For that you have to stay consistent in life. Be it your career, be it your be it your career, be it your love life, be it your relationships, be it whatever it is. For everything in life, you need to be consistent. For example, when you've joined school, if you want to become a doctor, you have to start from class one, and then you have to end up going to 10th, 12th, then study for your medical degree, then do 5-6 years of medical degree, then internship, then housemanship, and then eventually get the doctor's degree. So it doesn't happen in a day, it doesn't happen in a night, that you wish to become a bad doctor and then you become doctor eventually. So it takes consistent efforts, consistent work towards it. So same goes for relationships as well. So it takes time to build up. It takes time to understand the other person. It takes time to work on the relationship. And also another thing, so it's just like that, I would say that it's very important to be able to understand this fact that everything in life takes commitment and effort. And it's always easier to switch from one person to another person and see that, okay, I'm just enjoying this life. I'm just enjoying whatever comes at me. But the problem with that is you might feel that you are actually enjoying your life, but you are playing with your insecurities. You are playing with your mind as well, because you don't have stability in life. And then you end up running from here and there, understanding each person and then trying to see what is going wrong in that. So I think that is the biggest issue. Secondly, I believe, is the insecurity that counts. So the problem, there's a small problem with the school system, as schooling system and the college, our education system as well, that we have always been taught by fear. We have always been tried to work avoid on insecurities.
Risk. Yeah, and
work on risk. Fears. Exactly. So what really happens is that right from the start, right from how we grow up, we are insecure. We are very much fearful of what is going to happen next. And that thing creates a lot of insecurities inside us. So we try to cover that insecurity by dating someone, by trying to get that love, get that attraction from someone else. And that thing eventually fades off in some time. Then we try to jump onto the other person. So it's very important to understand that jumping from one person to another, jumping from one career to another, wouldn't make much sense until and unless you devote your time to understand the person better, understand the career better, and then work on it. So give it your time. Maybe it won't work out. You never know how things work out for you. But you have to give it time to understand that first. You cannot just jump from one person to another.
Yeah, you need to understand the differences of that person also. Like, you cannot just go Absolutely. And just criticize for a particular thing. Okay, she shouts at me so much, or he's so much possessive. And then you switch to someone else, and then that person has some other problems with you, then you switch to someone else, again you have some problems.
Absolutely.
So you cannot go just switching on people, like, okay, he's not good in this, he's not good in that, he's not good in that. So you need to just be stable and just love the demons more than their angels, instead of just
criticizing
for their what behavior they're having or whatever they are processing. Just try to understand their situation and then adapting that situation and accepting their behavior with you, and just making it more likely to be being more happy with it, and just instead of criticizing for the small points they are missing out in life. So
it's all about understanding the person better.
Yeah, it will help one each other to understand it better. So And in relationship, one more thing occurs is that before you end up doing a relationship, or before, if you are trying to just get into a relationship, people start thinking over me. Like, they start overthinking too much, not about just in relationship, but as everything as a whole. Like, in if you are trying to become, like, I just started this thing. I started posting content, like you started posting content with everyday content. So I got that motivation from you. And then I started posting. Initially, I started posting a single content every day. So I didn't have this thing in mind that what people will say, because 99% people's judgment doesn't matter for us, because of we value so much their opinion so much that we end up doing nothing. So with you, I just want to say my audience that don't value people's opinion so much that it end up making you self-conscious about your insecurities, and then you just don't go away and just break the fear. So what will be your opinion on this? How to avoid overthinking and just live a more happy life instead of thinking about a particular
Absolutely. So it's very important to understand that everyone is different in life. And no matter what you think about someone, no matter what you think about any idea in particular, everyone is subjected to their own ideas. Everyone is subjected to their own realities. And you cannot change that. That's the final thing, that you cannot change that. No matter how hard you try, you cannot change their opinions, their ideas, and their reality. So trying too hard to change their opinions or trying too hard to change their reality to suit ours wouldn't make any sense. You'd be wasting your time, you'd be wasting their time, and you would be wasting so much time of yours that you wouldn't be able to focus on what you really want to do in life. So it's very important to understand that you just have to let go of what people think about. You just have to let go of what people say or do not say about you, and just focus on what you really want to do. So if you have a vision in mind, 100% you would be able to wake up motivated every day to fulfill your vision, fulfill your goals, fulfill your dreams.
Having a cause for everything. Like if you have
having a cause, exactly.
Having a cause. Like if you have a cause, then you don't need an outer motivation. Like if you are content or my content, you will not need a outer motivation. It will come from inside. Like, okay, I have to achieve this.
Absolutely.
Every day you will not struggle to wake up at 5 a.m. if you want to. You will have that thing in
absolutely.
Mind. Before the alarm, you will just snooze that. If you just dismiss that button before the alarm, you can wake up if you have that thing. Yeah.
And absolutely. Another thing that haunts people, another thing that troubles people is jealousy. People always believe that I wish to become, for example, if I wish to become a engineer for the matter of fact, and there's another person who wants to become an engineer, but he's a better engineer than me, than who I am. So I would always feel jealous of who he is as a person. But the problem with that perception is that you just want to become an engineer not because of yourself, not because of the world, but because of what you want others to say about you. Because being an engineer is all about contributing to the world. Being an engineer is all about giving the world something very important, being a landscape, being a monument, being an aircraft, being an engine, whatever it is. So it doesn't matter who gives it to the world. The other person, if he's doing a better job than you in giving the world good monuments and good aircrafts and good engines, he's actually contributing to the world, and you must be happy about it, rather than feeling jealous about why he's being able to do that. The same goes with us as well. You are making content, I'm making content, so does Robin Sharma, so does Gary Vee, and many other people in the world. And we all share the same idea, we all share the same highlight, that we want to make the world a better place. And it doesn't matter who is doing it. We all are contributing our bits, we all are contributing our parts, and we all are taking it forward. So that's the most important part, that you don't have to feel jealous or you don't have to feel insecure about what or who is ahead of you in that particular race. We're not in a race, we're just trying to enjoy this journey. We're trying to contribute in this particular journey and giving our best to do that. So that's very important, that be very much proud and be very much secure about your journey. Be very much happy about your journey, the journey you're in. And that way you would be able to feel much more motivated. You would be able to feel much more contributing towards the world as well.
Yeah, just to add on that don't let your social media also rush you in life. Because just seeing few followers on someone's post and then just getting like, okay, he's getting this much likes, why I'm not getting? So should I do this? Should I do that? Okay, he's having a million followers. So you should basically understand that adding value to the society is enough for you. If you get 60 likes also in your post, and if a single person can get impacted by that particular post, you have done your
absolutely.
Job. You need to understand that. So I am not worried about if I also said many of the DMs I get, okay, you are increasing. I saw your followers were around 1500, 2000, and now you're reaching to 2500 and something like that. So I always say them that, okay, I don't see that metrics. Why are you seeing? Like, why is that a 2400 or 2500 of followers just fascinating you so much? I am more focused on adding value to the society, like we all are doing, all the content creators are doing, just adding value to the society, irrelevant of thinking about what likes they get, what followers they get. Many of my posts doesn't do well, they get 20 likes, 30 likes. That's okay, because if a person getting some value from that post, it's more than enough for me. That's why I'm
absolutely.
Doing this. I'm not doing it for just making money on Instagram or anything. We are putting content because we want the world to be a better place. We want more people to be happy, because happiness
absolutely.
Has to be the ultimate goal. People are chasing so much in just getting into the rat race of winning and being successful. So I posted a content yesterday that successful, my definition of success is being happy, not just getting a good car or getting a good house. It's more about doing stuff which I love. Like, I am love doing this interview with you. So I was excited last night also. Okay, I'll go to interview, I'll do this, I'll do that. I was excited and I'm not feeling tired. If I go on speaking for next 2 hours, 3 hours, I'll not be tired because I love doing this. So I'll just say to all my audience that do something you love. And when you do something you love, you don't get tired. So instead of just rushing to the get to some paycheck at the end of the month, do something which fascinates you. You will earn 20,000 a month, but you will be happy instead of just earning 40,000 a month in a desk job, which you hate a lot. So it's more about, it's everything surrounds with happiness. If you are not happy, you know, it's not worth it doing some desk job, which will fetch you some good money. So this was So anything from your side?
I totally understand the point as well, but I would just like to add another point about being happy. I would say being fulfilled would be a much better term to use at this particular point, because see, what really happens is in this whole motivation era, we all are trying to talk to people about motivation and inspiration and everything else. But somehow at some particular point of time, people feel that they're lacking that as well. And then they end up getting more depressed about life in the hurdle of motivation, being motivated. So it's very important to understand that being happy or being sad, being anxious or being not anxious, being fearful or being not fearful, and feeling various other emotions, several kinds of emotions, those are very humanly things to do. Those are very basic things to do. We all do that. We all feel fear. We all feel anxious. We all feel happy and sad at some particular point of time. So we cannot always feel, say that, okay, we always want to be happy. We always want to stay fearless. We always want to stay non-anxious.
So that's
as a human, you would always feel that. You would always, yeah, exactly. That's not possible at all. So it's, the better term would be to stay fulfilled. So when you're fulfilled with life, you know that, okay, I'm feeling down at this particular point of time. Maybe I'm feeling sad at this point of time. But I know that I'm doing something good for the society. I'm doing something good for myself. And I'm fulfilled with what I am today. So that way, I would be contributing to the world. I would be contributing towards what my aim in life is. So I think that way, it would be much better to say that fulfillment would be a better goal to cherish and better goal to work on, rather than trying to be happy all the time.
Yeah. Oh, sharing all the emotions is an humanly behavior. Like, you cannot escape that. If you are sad, you will be sad. Like, some of the days I'm also low. That doesn't mean if I'm motivating anyone or just posting content, that doesn't mean I'm not going through this year. I also had my low phase. I'm also some days low that, okay, this day is not okay. But that's okay. You have to go through this hormone exchange every day, and like throughout your life, you
have to.
Until unless you are human, not an alien. So that's okay with it.
Yep.
So we got a new term for you people. Being fulfilled is what needed in life. So it's all about being fulfilled. Enjoying all the emotions and accepting everything and still being good about what value you are adding to the society as a whole. So if you talk about adding value, and if you talk about this thing, something comes in my mind is about stress management and mental health. So if we say in particular, what is the main cause of stress? So in my opinion, it's like panicking over certain amount of fear. Like, if you have that fear, then you just go on and say, okay, what will happen to this? Okay, if I don't go there, or if I'm not achieving this thing in life before 20. So people are so much rushing in life that, okay, I have completed my board exams. Now I have to do graduation for next 3 years, 2 years master's. And by 24, I'll get a good job. And if they don't end up getting a good job, then just they leave with life and they're like, okay, now my life is over and now I'll not achieve anything in life. So how to control that stress management? Like, how to just manage with everything? Like, this is not the phase. Like, 24 is not an age. Like, people don't figure out their life for whole of their life. 24 is not any.
Yeah,
you can just go and figure out at 30, 35, anytime. So people are so much in rush that, okay, I have to figure out by 24, I have to marry by 26, and then this goes on. So what will be your one tip on people to manage everything stress and improve their mental health?
I would say that people are very easy to people always rush to judge themselves and judge others.
Yeah.
So what they really do is they work for one day, they work for 2 days, they work for a month, and they want instant results.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen that way. You have to work, like I said before, so that you have to work consistently for any sort of result to see, to be witnessed.
Nothing comes overnight.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very important to be patient towards yourself. It's very important to be non-judgmental of yourself and see where you're traveling to. Another thing that we all face, we all have been there. I have been there. I'm sure you would have been there as well. That we all feel that we can do a lot of things at once. So what we really do is we try to have our smartphones in our hand and we're writing or studying or maybe preparing for exams at the same time. We're trying to do all the things at once. And then we say that, okay, I can do that. I'm smart enough to do that. I can do a lot of things at once. And at the same time, we're also thinking about something else. We're also trying to think about what we're going to have for dinner, what we're trying to have for lunch as well. So different kinds of thoughts, different kinds of actions we're trying to do at the same time. Since we have the resources, since we have the ability to do that. But the point is that we cannot do that. As a human, we're only wired to do one thing at once. Yes, you can do multiple things, but at different times. You can be an author, you can be a professor, you can be a speaker, you can be an athlete, you can be a cricketer, you can be whatever you want, but everything has a time. For example, you can be an author from 5 to 6 in the morning, you can be a professor from 7 to 10 in the morning, and things like that. So it doesn't matter, but you cannot be an author, speaker, professor, and everything from 6 to 5, 6 to 8 a.m. Right. Yeah,
exactly.
It's very important to understand that you cannot do all the things at once. So, and it's not bad. It's not, I mean, if you are trying to use a smartphone, you're trying to think about what you're going to have for dinner or what you're going to play outside, that's not bad at all. We all need leisure time. We all need our time. So it's very important to fix that time for ourselves. For example, if you have having a timetable or having a good plan for yourself works like wonders. So have a good plan for yourself for that in which you will have to work for maybe 6-7 hours, whatever hours work for you. Make a plan to work for 6 hours a day, then have 5 or 6 hours for your own leisure activities as well. Have 2 to 3 hours for going out and meeting your friends and everything. So make a plan, make a timetable for everything in your life. And that would be the better way out rather than doing all the things at once. So
yeah,
that's a better way.
Yeah, it should be there.
Yeah. So that would be that relieves a lot of stress. So we try to mix a lot of things all at once, and that is the prime cause of stress.
Yeah, that messed up things disturbs a lot. Like you try to do everything at a time, and that end up doing nothing. Like you don't succeed in this particular thing. Okay, you are trying to become an author, then you are giving your particular time for this, and then at the same time you're trying to do something, that same time you're trying to teach something. So that's not basically possible. Like if you try to do multiple things at a time, you end up doing nothing. Please understand this. You can do things at a time, at a particular time. Okay, you have assigned this thing for this particular time, and you have assigned this thing for this particular time, from this time to this time you're doing this. Okay, just assign the things. As sir says that assigning things is better than doing at a time, because at a time when you do it, you messed up everything and you end up doing nothing. So that was a pro tip for you, that assigning things for everything and making proper things, proper schedule time for each of the components of your life, and making priorities your first list always, because you need to fix up things that which are your most of the priorities. So making priorities in the beginning of the day. And then after a certain of time, you can go on with the flow of the day. Like if you want to go out with your friends or just walking sunsets and
see, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's okay with it. But you need to set your priorities first in beginning of the day. You finished up with the work and then you can go flow with the day. So this was it from having a good health and just curing all your stress and everything. So anything from you, sir, adding up to just finishing up? A pro tip that will help our audience with having a greater life. So we end up on this thing. So just a pro tip, brief about everything just we learned today.
The best way would be to understand that everyone is different and yet everyone is same at the same time. So we all share the same inhibitions, we all share the same biological functions, we all share the same cravings, we all share the same emotions, but how we do it changes a lot. So that's what changes a person. So it's very important to understand that we all share the same emotions, we all share the same problems in life, but how we face those problems, how we face those emotions, how we face those things in life changes. And that's the only prime differences between people, about differences between everyone in general. So it's very important to be kind to people, to be loving to people, to understand people better in order to maintain any relationship, in order to maintain any kind of work you do in life. If you have good loving relationship with yourself, you'll have good relationship with others as well. And that is, like I said, that would be a better way to live a fulfilled life, rather than trying to rush things, rather than trying to run after something that doesn't give you fulfillment, doesn't give you happiness. So that would be the tip that I would like to share.
So just to add it on that, loving yourself, as sir mentioned it. So you need to understand that first you need to complete yourself. If you cannot complete yourself, is as one of the quotes said of sir that I read it. So first you need to complete yourself, and first you need to love yourself. So in love, I feel that self-love is very underrated. People are not loving themselves and they are finding love in someone else. And that is the biggest mistake they are having. So first, when you start loving yourself and when you are completing yourself instead of finding the other half, as people say, okay, I'm finding the other half. I'm half and yes, I'm finding the other half in the opposite sex. But the thing is that you need to understand that first you need to complete yourself and you need to love yourself. Absolutely. Once you do that thing, then if you start loving yourself, then you can just reciprocate that thing, because the person standing in front of you is just a reflection of how you treat yourself. So you need to understand this thing.
Absolutely.
Reflection of yourself. So as you treat yourself, as you appreciate yourself, as you give a constructive criticism. See, criticism is different and constructive criticism is very different. Criticism for everything like, why are you doing this? Or why you're starting this? You suck at this, or you don't have a good voice, or you are good in English or everything. That is criticism. And constructive criticism is something like, okay, you're not good in English, so you need to improve in this particular part. If you are not a good speaker, so you need to practice this thing. Yeah. So giving and feedback and giving criticism is two different things. Please understand this thing. And I'll just end up it by saying that love yourself. And if you love yourself, you will love the other person. And as I said, that being kind is one of the best things you can just practice in life every time. If you be kind, if you help others, and then you will see the main purpose of life. So thank you, Shivam sir, for coming and just joining in this short period.
Thank you so much for having me.
Being so busy and then just helping people and adding value in the society.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you so much, sir, for coming. Hope to see again collaboration.
Absolutely.
And just help people. Okay. Thank you, sir. Meet you soon. So we end up our show of Aniket Mishra Show. Signing off. So our guest was Shivam now. He's an author, published 2 books, How to Unleash Your True Potential and Finding the Magic You Know. If you want the link, I'll just post the content and I'll add up the link in my Instagram channel. Stay tuned and goodbye. Spread love as much as you can. Thank you, sir. We are signing off.